This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Good down on something. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استقيموا واستولوا الصلاة أرحمكم الله ساووا صفوفكم وسدوا الفرج أثابكم الله استووا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين نحن خلقناكم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين على أن نبدل أمثالكم وننشئكم فيما لا تعلمون ولقد علمتم النشأة الأولى فلولا تذكرون أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أأنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون لو نشاء لجعلناه حطاما فظلتم تفكهون إنا لمغرمون بل نحن محرومون أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون لو نشاء جعلناه أجاجا فلولا تشكرون أفرأيتم النار التي تورون أأنتم أنشأتم شجرتها أم نحن المنشئون نحن جعلناها تذكرة ومتاعا للمقوين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين الله الله لمن حمده. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون، فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون، ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون، فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين، فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم، وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين، وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم، إن هذا لهو حق اليقين، فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. اللهم لك الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد بارك الله فيكم. Trying to just keep the noise down a little bit so I can get through the verses inshallah today. You only have another 36 hours of listening to me, then you can then I release you inshallah from this jail that you're in, forced to listen to me every day speak. I'm tired of it, I know. So, I have still a page and maybe three quarters left of Surah Al-Zukhruf. And inshallah, today and tomorrow, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, we'll try and finish them. They should be easy, they shouldn't take too much time. It's the finale of the surah. Surah Al-Zukhruf is very insightful for people living in the 21st century. It's insightful for people who are day by day increasing in the amount of materialism that they are exposed to and that is being pumped and thrown at them on a daily basis, almost obscuring their ability to see anything else. It's becoming the only way of thought, the only metric that's acceptable for measuring any form of success in this world. And Surah Az-Zukhruf basically just talks about that this is not unidimensional way of thought where things are only judged based on their financial benefit or their financial potential benefit is definitely not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe. It's definitely not how you should be judging yourself. It's definitely not how you should be judged by others, and it's definitely not how you should be judging others. And that's what Surah Az-Zukhruf talks about. And it bashes all of these ways of thought that existed in Jahiliyyah. It's funny, talks about things that existed in Jahiliyyah, but they're still very relevant today. They're happening all the time. And one of the earliest things the surah talked about is how the Jahiliyyah people, basically the people who lived in that era, judged women. And the judgment and the mistreatment of women just comes down to one problem, that at the time financially they weren't lucrative, so they were judged based on that and they were mistreated, and that was what the surah talked about. It showed the example of those who just follow the concept of aba'iyah, just following parents. Just whatever my forefathers did. It's lucrative, it's a system, it's set, it gives me money, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Who cares if it's right or wrong? Is it not making me rich? Then we just stick to it. Give us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who came and opposed that and wasn't listened to. Gave us the ayah that I think is probably one of the most powerful, in, not only in the surah, but maybe even in this part of the Qur'an. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. And they said, why wasn't the Qur'an revealed to one of the great men of the two great villages? As if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not the greatest person that ever lived. But they're judging it based on status and wealth, which he didn't have a lot of, alayhi salatu wasalam. أَهُمْ يَقَسِّمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. What, you're going to, distribute value now? You're going to take Allah's mercy and say who deserves it and who doesn't? Ajib. And then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it wasn't for the fact that people would leave faith altogether, he would have just given all of the kuffar everything they wanted. All the zukhruf. Here, all the shiny stuff that you want, take it. Enjoy it. It's meaningless, it's worthless, it takes you nowhere. But out of the fear of the human being too weak, and then seeing that those who are not believing are getting all the wealth, they'll maybe just leave their faith and go do it. He didn't do it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example of Musa alayhi salam and the words of Fir'aun, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. Don't I own Egypt? I'm not the king of Egypt. Are these rivers not running under me? أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ. Am I not better than this what person here who has no wealth, no status, can barely articulate? What does that have to do with anything? Argue the point. Argue the point he brought, alayhi salam. Why are you talking about something that's not relevant to this discussion? فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُهُ. But he spoke to them with stupidity and they responded, because you can't say, well, that's the last time that happened, is it? No. We're just fresh off that, aren't we? It was just a few, last year, we had a flaming orange garbage can running the free world. People seem to respond to that. It's unfortunate. وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ And then Isa, alayhi salam, was given as an example. Isa, the example of zuhud, of asceticism, the person who lived his life, entered dunya, walked out, never owned anything, possessed nothing. He's the example in the Quran of someone who literally did not own anything. He didn't own a home, didn't own, God, he didn't own anything, barely, just the clothing that he had. Al-Masih, he just walked. He just walked and spoke to people and performed. He wasn't looking for anything. He had no interest of building any power of any sort. And then he's worshipped. And he's turned into a materialistic thing. And then the day he's born is the most consumerism-based day on the planet. The day that the most amount of money is spent in the world is the day he was born, alayhi salam. Just the paradox of how we deal with things. Coming towards the end of the surah. And the end of the surah tells us, you know, not all materialism is bad. You just have to know what you're looking for. You have to know when it's properly applicable, which is the verses that I will recite, and then I'll explain to you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هل ينظرون إلا الساعة أن تأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون So Surah Al-Zukhruf is ayah number 66, and it's page 494, if you have a Madani print. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين يَا عِبَادِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ أُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ أَنْتُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ تُحْبَرُونَ يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِصِحَافٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِّنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ So he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is everyone waiting for besides that hour, that moment that comes and strikes you suddenly where you're not really prepared for it, the hour? Yawm al-Qiyamah is called the hour, the moment. Illa sa'a. What are you waiting for? To change this way of life, to change the way that you are viewing the world, the way that you're behaving. What are they waiting for? Except the sa'a. Except that one moment that will come and literally obliviously, take out everything, change everything, wreck every law that we are used to. They'll take away all of that value-based system. See, here's the problem, Yawm al-Qiyamah. This unidimensional approach to the world where we're just seeing things based on their financial value, just this materialistic approach to everything, does not work, Yawm al-Qiyamah, because there's nothing materialistic left. You'll come out of your grave, Yawm al-Qiyamah, you don't have clothing on. The world that you once lived in is no longer. There's no home to go to. There's nothing. We don't even have the ability to imagine that. Go ahead, try. Imagine the world with no cars, no buildings, no running water, nothing. Just imagine it with nothing. It's impossible. No clothing, no phone. That's going to be a hard one. Even for everyone, it's hard. It's now an extension of ourselves now. It's impossible. It's hard to even imagine it. But this is the reality. Nothing is left. So that way of judgment dies immediately. That value system is flushed down the toilet immediately. It doesn't matter anymore. You used to be wealthy? Yes, I used to be very wealthy. Doesn't matter. Nothing's left. Your wealth is left. It's not there. It's not waiting for you anywhere. You can't retrieve any of it. How do you carry status with it if it's not there? You know how quickly people ask someone who is very wealthy and then lost their wealth. If you meet someone like that, ask them. Show them mercy and compassion, but ask them how it was. How quickly they were devalued as people, as human beings. How everyone would treat them one way the moment they had nothing left, how they were treated afterwards. It's very sad. I've seen it. It's very sad. Someone who inherited a lot of money and somehow lost all of it or whatever happened. And this person went from being, doors are opened and ahlan wa sahlan and everyone's waiting for, until someone that you don't even notice anymore. No one's looking at. It's a horrible way of valuing people. But it's there. It's the reality. It's wrong. As Muslims, you should completely refuse it. You should refuse to be judged that way, refuse to judge people that way. That should be who we are. This should be something clear. But that will happen. It'll come quickly. Home la yash'urun. Don't even feel it. It just happens. It's so quick. And it takes out all of that. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-akhillah, friends, يَوْمَئِذٍ on that day, بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ will be enemies. Friends on that day will be enemies, but not all of them. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ except those who were pious together. Inshallah, all of us, bismillah ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Because hopefully that what brought us here was only the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening our hearts and guiding us and sending us in the right direction. I don't think there's any other reason that you're here tonight. Yawm al-Qiyamah, every other two friends are going to run in different directions. They don't want to see each other. Why? Because the relationship was based on maslaha. There was something in it. There was some benefit. There was some gain. There was some gain. Again, gain takes us back to that same way of thought. There's some materialism there. I'm going to get something out of you. Maybe if I attach myself to you, I become a little bit more respected. Maybe your status rubs off on me. Maybe you give me a little bit of your wealth. Something. Maybe I just become a bit more powerful, a bit more respected, a bit more famous. People like that, Yawm al-Qiyamah, who are using friendships for some form of gain, will be running in opposite directions. The muttaqeen won't, because they didn't do that. They didn't come together hoping that they would benefit from each other in any other way besides being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find them on that day standing by each other. As he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْشَرُ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى مَنَابِرَ مِنْ نُورِ يَغْبِطُهُمْ عَلَيْهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءِ They will be the people who loved each other for the sake of Allah, the muttaqeen who came together, they will be يوم القيامة on manabir, yani on pedestals of light that prophets will look at and have ghibta. They wish they were there too. It's so beautiful, just seems so dignified that they wish they were. Of course, prophets are of a higher status, but that's what the Prophet ﷺ told us. So you have to make a choice. The people that you're surrounding yourself with in life, what is the basis? Why? Why are they around you? Just be honest, go through them, and figure out, Yawm al-Qiyamah, who you're going to be running from, and who you're going to be running towards, and who will benefit you on that day. It's okay to be materialistic, just be materialistic in the right way. Be materialistic for Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's okay. It's okay to want to cash in Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's fine. If you're greedy, that's good. Be greedy for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Be greedy. Want. Be very greedy for Yawm al-Qiyamah. We're not like that. No. Ya Rab, I want every great thing in dunya. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, just flip me into the Jannah. Just push me in just a little bit. Why? Why? Why are you greedy in dunya but not... No, it should be opposite. Ya Rab, just get me through this. Just get me through this. Make sure that I do what I need to do. Just the bare minimum. I just don't want... And Yawm al-Qiyamah, I want to be in the highest. That's what he told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to do. Be greedy for Yawm al-Qiyamah. Be materialistic regarding Yawm al-Qiyamah, not regarding the dunya. And then he starts explaining, Jalla Jalla. He gives us an example. Ya ibadi, oh my servants. So what's the most valuable thing that you're going to find Yawm al-Qiyamah? Is it going to be materialistic issues? No. It's going to be two spiritual things. La khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. You will not find fear, nor will you find grief or sorrow. What's materialistic about that? No. These are the two most valuable things you will find on the Day of Judgment that are completely spiritual. And when you think about it, and you really think about it, we all know that money doesn't buy happiness. It doesn't make you happy. Studies are out. After a certain amount of money, just enough to take care of your basic needs and your kids, and increased wealth does not increase happiness. It stops. Wealth goes up. Depression rates just stay plateau. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make me think. If you have a lot you can buy, no. Fame. We think fame. We think if you're famous enough, if you're known enough, listen to famous people talk. They'll say, yeah, we thought that, and we're famous, and we're not happy. We're just as miserable as everyone else. Then what is it? It's something different. It's لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون. That's what it is. Are you living a life where you feel اطمئنان, where you're calm, where you're comfortable, where you're content with what you have, a life where you know exactly where you're going, what you hope for, what your goals are, how you want to be treated يوم القيامة? If you live like that, then you're going to be happy even if you barely have enough to get through the day. You'll still be happy because of that feeling inside. This is something that no one can take away from you. It's inner motivation. It's a part of who you are. You see, possessions, if they make you happy, well, possessions can be taken away. Possessions can be ruined. A natural disaster can happen and take it away. If you're basically given your well-being, your happiness, to something that is outside of you, when all you need to do is just be happy from the inside out, not from the outside in. Yawm al-Qiyamah, the most valuable thing the people will hear is when they're told, لا خوف عليكم اليوم. Don't be afraid. There's no reason to be afraid. ولا أنتم تحزنون. No grief for you anymore. Alhamdulillah. Imagine that. No fear and no grief. Tell me what ruins your day besides those two things. Huh? What is there to ruin your day, to ruin your life besides fear of something unknown or grief on something that because of something that happened to you? If he removes those two things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's left? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ The ones that he's speaking to, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِآيَاتِنَا The ones who accepted, the ones who had faith in the signs of God, they used that to believe, to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ and submitted themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just submission, just simple things. آمَنْتَ بِالْآيَاتِ Yes. Muslim, submission, yes. You're good. It's not complicated. It was not designed to be complicated. It's not designed, just make sure the perspective is clear. Just make sure that you're judging things based on the right criteria and that you're not looking at things from the wrong angle. They're called on that day, udkhulul jannah, enter jannah. Antum wa azwajukum, you and your spouses, tuhbarun, you're going to be treated in a way where that's going to make you endlessly happy. Al-habr is when someone makes you smile, makes your face light. You know, hibr, ink, so it's a coloration. So habr is when your face is colored in the idea of it lights up, it's bright, it changes, it looks different. So yawm al-qiyamah, they enter and that's what, antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun, you're going to be treated in a way where your face is going to light up in happiness. Yutafu alayhim bisihaf, and here's some materialistic things for you. Want some materialism? Here it is. They're going to walk around you with plates and cups of gold. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَئِهِ الْأَنفُسِ And in there you will find everything your soul ever desired in life. وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ that everything that makes your eye happy, everything that gives your eye pleasure, everything your soul ever wished for, every fantasy you ever had, everything that makes that you would like to see, you will find there. It's waiting for you. I feel bad for, because this is a question I get a lot, for people who feel like Jannah is boring. And it's okay if you feel that. Let's correct that. It's not boring. People feel like, no, dunya seems more exciting. You know, I'm competing, not something to happen next. Jannah, everything's going to work in your... No. Jannah is just a place where he takes out, subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear and grief. That's it. Just remove those two things. Continue to live, continue to compete, continue to discover, continue to build. There's actually a person, yawm al-qiyamah, who's going to come and say, Ya Rab, idhan li bizar'a. I want to have an orchard, I want to grow things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ma yashbi'uka shay'un ya ibn Adam. Nothing's good enough for you, ibn Adam. You want to grow it? Look at everything's around. No, he's a farmer, always was a farmer. So the Sahaba are listening to this. So one of the Ahl Makkah qali, Ya Rasulullah, laysa minna. There's not one of us. Ha'ula in al-Ansar. That's the Ansar person. Not us. We don't care. I'm not a farmer. Go to Jannah, start farming. I always think that my dad's going to do that in Jannah, inshallah, Rabbana iktub lahu Jannah. Hopefully he doesn't call me to help him out because that's not what I'm there to do, yani. But people want to do it. Someone's going to ask for that. Ya Rabbi, I want to farm. He's like, all right, fine, here, farm. And then you go, you'll farm. It's whatever you want to do. It's just, he's going to take away the fear of the future, the fear of the unknown, the fear that things are going to go horrifically wrong for you. Remove that. And he takes away the grief. So if something doesn't work out, you're just not suffering, you're not anxious, you're not depressed. Meaning you may fail there, but it's not bothering you anymore. So we compete. And hopefully by then my knees are working and I can play soccer again. And I lose, I'm just not in grief. What? Just take away the grief. Just take away that part that makes you upset in life. That's all. But you can still compete and someone can win and someone can lose. Wouldn't it be nice if people won and lost and the losing team wasn't depressed and... Or no. Or maybe some people, that's what they feed on. No, some people feed on that. Feed on seeing others down. See, that's not healthy. That's materialistic and that's not acceptable. That needs to change. In Jannah, that's not okay. You can't feed on other people being put down. No. In Jannah, you're going there, you're not doing that. You're not feeding on other people's failures. No. But it's not a boring place. No, definitely not. Your story starts there. You build what you want to build there, and you live your life, and you discover, and you build relationships, and you do things for yourself. He's just removing all the ugly parts of this life here, the parts that we don't like, the parts that we have to deal with on a daily basis, that we have to show perseverance towards, and we really have to figure out how to deal with properly. One way of dealing with them, you can't be materialistic. Wallah, you can't. If you be materialistic, it will come crashing down one day. If you're judging yourself based on fame or wealth or followers or whatever else, whatever other metrics are out there that are metrics or they're ruining our minds, the minds of our sons and daughters, we have to get rid of that. Because in Jannah, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِهِ الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ, everything that you wished for, everything that brings you joy when you see, وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, forever and ever. You never have to worry about that being taken away from you again. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةِ, and this Jannah that I speak to you of, الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا, the one that you were made to inherit, that's what أُورِثْتُمُوهَا means. Not that you inherited, no, that you were made to inherit. You are destined to inherit that. That's what you're here for. If you don't, that's your choice. You don't want to fulfill your destiny, that's up to you. But that's your destiny. It's made to inherit that. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, with the deeds that you will do in this dunya, لَكُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرًا, you'll find a lot of fruit there. مِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, you'll eat. Meaning, why is this ayah here? Because there'll be materialism. You'll eat. You'll eat, you'll drink, you'll enjoy that stuff. Don't make it the only thing though. Don't make it the only focus. Don't get too caught up in it, in dunya. Don't allow it to ruin the way you think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it from Ahl al-Jannah, inshaAllah. I'll read us a few verses and then we'll move on. إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. On the other side, indeed, the criminals in Jahannam will be there forever. This is something that will not stop for them. لَا يُفَتَّرُ عَنْهُمْ, nothing will be eased for them. Nothing will be tuned down for them. وَهُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ, and they have no hope as they suffer there. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You want materialism? There's materialism for you. There's something physical. There's something worth fearing. There's something watching out for. There's something measurable being there. That's what maybe you should judge materialistically. I don't want to be there. I don't want to feel that. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ, they weren't mistreated. They weren't treated unjustly, no. وَلَكِن كَانُوا هُمُ الظَّالِمِينَ, on the other hand, they mistreated themselves. And they call, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكَ, and they call on the guard, at the warden of النَّار, the malak who takes care of the gates of Jahannam. His name is Malik. لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, may he take us out. May we cease to exist. Just, I don't want to be around. I don't want to go. I don't want Jannah. I just don't want to be around anymore. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. No, you're going to stay. You are where you are. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, we gave you righteousness. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, but you didn't like it. You hated righteousness because what is right took away a little bit of your materialistic pursuits. Doing the right thing usually means you have to sacrifice a little bit of what you got. You have to give up maybe some of your wealth. You have to put your money anywhere your thoughts and mouth are. You have to put your money for the cause that you live for. Haqq costs a lot. It's very expensive. It's an expensive commodity. To have haqq in your life, you have to pay for it. People don't want to pay for it. They just want for themselves. So here's haqq. It's too expensive. They didn't want it. أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا. So أَمْ here goes back to هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا السَّاعَةَ, back to that first verse, number 66. What are they waiting for? Are they waiting for Qiyamah? They think it's going to work then for them? And then it gives the explanation. No, it's not, as you see. أَمْ أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا, or is it that they have a plan, that they're going to take care of something? Meaning they have a way around it. They have some way around what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them. أَبْرَمُوا أَمْرًا, that's what it means. That they have a very good plan and they're going to... Sometimes you're so powerful, you think. That's what Fir'aun said. إِبْنِ لِيَ هَمَانُ لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَى إِلَهِ مُوسَى. Make me... I want to see, I want to go... Build me a high pyramid. I want to go see God and see what his issue is. You can get that arrogant. You can get that materialistic where you think you actually can do it. فَإِنَّا مُبْرِمُونَ, we also have a plan for them. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ, or they think we can't hear them as they whisper or speak to one another? بَلَى, no, we hear them. وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ, and they're writing. It's all being documented. Again, you want materialism? There you have it. Documentation, يوم القيامة. It'll be written. So you can't really say, well, maybe hearsay, Your Honor. Hearsay, it's not, no, it's not. It's written. It's right there. Someone wrote it, someone was there, that they documented it for you. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. These verses here, at the point of, just give us an example of Jannah and Nar. the aspects of it that aren't materialistic, and the aspects of them that are. And that's what we should focus on. And that is where our trade, that's where our transactions, that's where materialism has to exist, to make sure we're not in that part and we are where we want to be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah and grant us freedom of punishment. We'll end with that and we'll continue inshallah tomorrow. Subhanakallah bihamdik, shalom la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We have inshallah taraweeh tonight and tahajjud. It'll just be a shorter taraweeh and a bit more kind of easy tahajjud, but you're welcome to come. We'll have suhoor as well, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum.